This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Today is Veterans Day, and I want to honor all those who have served our country and for those who have come back from war with injuries that include post-traumatic stress. Transitioning from combat to civilian life isn't easy. Experts are going back to lessons from long ago about the role nature has in healing. I had another radio show called 15 with the Author, and several years ago I talked with Stephanie Westland, who wrote Field Exercises, How Veterans Are Healing Themselves Through Farming and Outdoor Activities. It's been a much-needed look at the healing properties of being in nature, such as in gardening, for our veterans. What's so interesting is how going back to the land, farming or gardening, be it vegetables or flowers or forests, can reduce the feelings of anxiety and stress so often accompanied with traumatic events in a person's life. I know for me, just being outside makes me feel better. Okay, maybe not when it's 30 below and I'm shoveling 5 feet of snow, but you catch my drift, so to speak. It's not just the sight of nature, but the feel of soil. Researchers are studying mycobacterium in soil and say that it acts like serotonin. Gardeners inhale the bacteria, have topical contact with it, and get it into their bloodstreams when there's a cut or other pathway for infection. Early indicators of tests on rats are finding the natural effects of the soil bacteria antidepressant can be felt for up to 3 weeks. This isn't pseudoscience. These are university-based researchers discovering what ancestors may not have known, but rather felt as they worked and played outdoors. In the book Field Exercises, returning soldiers often don't feel safe, but as they walk through gardens, stroll paths through parks, or work the soil, a sense of security often settles over them. God bless our veterans and our active duty military. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.